Good morning. It's Wednesday, the 6th of May, 2026. This is 3 before 9 from AI in Asia's intelligence desk. Today, China's biggest chatbot tries the unthinkable, charging for it. TSMC restarts a $17 billion fab to chase chips so small they're measured in angstroms. And the vector database that quietly powers half the world's AI agents finally lands in Singapore. Let's start with ByteDance. The owner of TikTok and Douyin is preparing to charge for Doubao, China's number one chatbot. According to a leaked internal plan reported by Kate Shin on Tuesday, paid access will come in 3 tiers. 68 yuan, 200 yuan, and 500 yuan a month. The higher tiers unlock the good stuff, deeper agent workflows, presentation generation, data analysis, and longer form video production. Here's the thing. Doubao has around 345 million monthly users. All of them are using it for free. ByteDance says the free service stays, but the message is unmistakable. China's labs are done giving AI away. Why does this matter for Asia? For 3 years now, the Chinese consumer AI market has been a graveyard for paid subscriptions. Baidu's Ernie Bot tried it, retreated, then made everything free again. ByteDance is the first big player with the user base, the cash, and the agent stack to actually make a paywall stick. If Doubao pulls this off, expect Tencent, Alibaba, and Kuishou to follow within months. And for enterprise buyers in the region, that means Volcano engine pricing, agent feature gating, and proper seat-based contracts are coming, probably faster than your 2026 budget assumed. Now, story number two. TSMC is restarting one of the most contentious chip projects in Asia. The Taiwanese semiconductor giant has revived its long-stalled $540 billion New Taiwan Dollar Fab project at Longtan in Hsinchu Science Park. That's roughly $17 billion US dollars at today's exchange rate. The plant had been frozen for 3 years after local residents blocked it on environmental grounds. This week, after months of negotiation, those residents reversed their position. And Taiwan's economics ministry confirmed the restart. Here's why this fab matters. It's TSMC's first dedicated facility for angstrom class production. Chips so small they're measured in tenths of a nanometer. That's the next leap beyond the 2 nanometer and 1.4 nanometer nodes coming online now. A public hearing happens this quarter. Groundbreaking is targeted for late 2026. And first wafers come towards the end of the decade. The timing is striking. The Longtan restart lands the same week Samsung's Pyeongtaek workforce voted to authorize an 18-day strike over bonuses, putting Korea's biggest chip champion on the back foot exactly as TSMC opens up its lead. SK Hynix, meanwhile, is already capacity bound on high bandwidth memory. What this means for Asian enterprise leaders, the AI chip pecking order, is being reset in real time this week. NVIDIA, AMD, OpenAI, and every Asian hyperscaler runs on TSMC silicon. If you're planning a sovereign cloud build in Singapore, an AI factory in Tokyo, or a generative agent platform in Bengaluru, your 2027 through 2029 GPU and HBM allocations just got more political. Get those commits in front of TSMC and SK Hynix now, not next quarter. And our third story today, Pinecone has finally landed in Asia. Pinecone is the vector database company that powers retrieval for many of the world's biggest AI apps, the unglamorous but critical layer that separates a working enterprise AI agent from a hallucinating demo. On Tuesday, the company switched on its first serverless region in Asia, hosted on AWS Singapore. It's a packed launch. Alongside the new region, Pinecone unveiled Pinecone Nexus, a knowledge engine specifically built for AI agents. They've also launched NoQL, a declarative query language for agentic retrieval. There's a marketplace with more than 90 production-ready knowledge applications and a new builder tier at $20 a month aimed at smaller teams. Singapore joins existing pinecone regions in the United States and Europe, with more Asia-Pacific regions on the roadmap. Why does this matter for the region? Pinecone planting its flag in Singapore rather than Tokyo, Sydney, or Mumbai confirms what most Asian CIOs already suspected. The city-state is now Asia's neutral AI infrastructure hub. Banks, insurers, telcos, and government agencies across ASEAN finally have a credible vendor that can keep agentic retrieval data inside the region, with the latency, performance, and residency that regulated industries demand. If you've been quietly delaying a RAG architecture decision because of data residency concerns, that excuse just expired. And now, the AI in Asia view. Today's three stories rhyme. Dabao moving consumer chatbots behind a paywall. TSMC betting another $17 billion on bleeding edge silicon. Pinecone landing the retrieval layer in Singapore. They are all the same trade in different clothes. The era when AI in Asia could survive on free apps, borrowed compute, and US-hosted infrastructure is closing, and closing faster than this year's playbooks expected. For enterprise leaders in the region, the practical take is simple. Lock in your model spend with Chinese vendors before the rest of them follow ByteDance through the paywall. Get your 2027 through 2029 GPU and HBM commits in front of TSMC and SK Hynix now, not next quarter. And start treating data residency as an architectural constraint, not a procurement footnote. Because the stack that powers Asian AI is finally being built inside Asia. That's your 3 before 9 from AI in Asia's intelligence desk. Three stories down. Now go own the day. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning. Have a great Wednesday.